Whiskey November 3, Charlie Alpha Mike, WN3C AM, listening. Negative contact, WN3C AM, listening. Clear.
KABCW, good morning.
Good morning, Bentley. How are you doing up there?
Man, finally looking forward to a warm-up. I think it's going to be like 58 degrees today, thankfully.
I think down this way we're supposed to get 65. So, might do some antenna projects when I get home.
Yeah, we need to get this ground thawed out up here and let that water that's still standing everywhere get sucked up by the ground. I've got a neighbor down the street from me who still can't stop the water from coming into her house for over a week now. So it's just, you know, bail faster, as fast as the water can come in. And I know some other folks, like Ron, is still having a problem with his crawl space being flooded. So for the sake of people like that, I really hope we can get rid of this water around here.
Well, with this next warm-up, I think that should happen, hopefully. We have the monsoon, and now there's gotta be a high-pressure system after it that, you know, keeps the rain away for a little bit and keeps it warmer, sunny at least. The sun will really help.
Yeah, it looks like temperatures are going to be, you know, a little bit more consistently warm for the next 10 days. So, good to see. Good to see. What kind of antenna projects are you working on?
My APRS squashed it. What'd you say?
All right, I don't know anything about APRS, so don't tell me about it.
No, it just beacons, and it's on the same band as VHF. It's on the same band as the repeater, and whenever it transmits, it squashes the receiver. So at the end of your last transmission, I didn't catch it.
Got you. What I said was I don't know much about APRS, so don't tell me about it. I don't need to get into it at this point.
And it wasn't that one. It was something before that, but you asked me a question, I think.
Oh, I was just asking you what kind of antenna projects you're working on.
Oh, yeah, I just passed Neil. I don't think he's on this frequency, though. Anyway, no, I want to get up a wire for HF so I can have a local HF station and then a remote one.
You're off.
So,
three, turn
not really possible to do that over the remote rig because of the way that the WFU doesn't really like passing through like RTS, CTS signals from a serial port or whatever, and it wouldn't let me like key the radio. So I can only use the remote rig for sideband and FC8 and CW, but I can't even use a key for CW. I have to use a keyboard because it's kind of hard to use a Morse code key when there's 50 milliseconds of delay coming, you know, going on, and the side tone is generated by the radio, so the beat that you hear when you make, like, you know, when you're keying is delayed by 50 milliseconds. That, I had the monitor function on so I could hear how I sounded through the radio, and, oh man, that messed me up pretty good, so I figured doing it with CW is probably going to be the same problem.
Man, you are probably one of a million people your age that know anything about Morse code.
Actually, I think there's another guy that's just a little older than me in Travers that does Morse code way more often than I do.
Well, you're a special bunch, that's for sure. I remember getting introduced to it in Boy Scouts, you know, mostly for just, like, you know, how to signal SOS and a few other things, and you know, that was a long time ago, and it was dying out then.
I still do it mainly because it's fun. It's not the most efficient way to communicate, other than, well, signal-wise, it's really efficient. It's just, you know, your carrier on and off in a specific way, and then the radio turns that into a tone. So it's really good for catching weak signals. It gets out a little bit better than sideband, which is cool. But yeah, still more efficient ways to communicate, like keyboard to keyboard, like TSK31, Ray, there's Olivia, which is one of my personal favorites. It's a little bit more wideband, but it's got a lot of forward error correction, so it's like you can't even see it. Like if you don't even see it on the waterfall and you don't even hear anything, it'll still pick something out of the mud, and it's kind of incredible how it does that. It's not fast, it's slow, but it works.
So, kind of like a manual transmission, you know, there's not as many people that, you know, can drive a manual transmission anymore. So I joke about it, and I call it an anti-theft device. Is Morse code one of those things where they're, you know, It can essentially be almost like an encryption device that, you know, the casual listener probably doesn't have the ability to hear it and interpret it. But, it, you know, can AI or some sort of computer program listen to it and interpret it and convert it into text?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's been CW coders for a long time. They're just not perfect. Humans are a lot better at decoding, especially if it's, like, kind of sloppy CW, like with a straight key or sometimes with a bug key. If you Google those, I will save your ears and not explain those over the radio, but if you want to Google them, you can kind of get the idea of what those are. And then there's a paddle, which is probably the best way to send perfect code, because the tones are electronically generated and everything. Or the dots and dashes are electronically generated at a fixed length, duration, whatever you want to call it. But, it really just depends on the scenario. I've used FL-Digi-City code CW before. It's a long time ago before I could even copy it by ear. But I noticed that whenever I would listen to somebody using a sending on a straight key or on a bug, it got a lot of stuff wrong.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. That's pretty cool. I was wondering if there was something like that. I would think that, you know, the electronic version of that would probably be a lot more consistent and easily interpreted, but probably loses a lot of the personality of a human that would be keying it.
sorry about that. It's really just down to preference. There's so many different, there's really like a vast number of different paddles and things and a whole bunch of stuff. You can build your own. There's even like these little tiny ones that have magnets on the bottom, and you can take them around with your portable radio, and it just sticks right to the top of the radio. You use the radio as the weight so the key doesn't fly around, and you just use one hand and go at it. I mean, people even spend Morse code driving down the road, which I don't understand how they do, but still kind of impressive anyway.
Well, hey, man, there's some of us still out there that used to navigate with a car with no cup holders, with a Budweiser between your legs, a paper map on your lap, and a cigarette hanging out of your mouth. So there's some raw talent still out there kicking around.
You know what's funny is I drive a vehicle that kind of sticks to that in a way. Because, I mean, I have a cup holder, but it's only good for, like, holding plastic water bottles, which I don't own. So I don't use them. They just end up being holders. And I don't have a manual transmission. I genuinely wish I did, but it's probably better that I don't, mainly because I do so much just daily driving and city driving that much more convenient to have the auto, but in terms of the fun factor, not as fun. But you know, minor details.
Yeah, but you know, it's like most things, you get used to it. So having a modern, especially a European car like yours, probably with a hydraulic clutch that's assisted, probably wouldn't be a big deal. You know, driving a truck, though, or like an old pickup with a mechanical clutch that, you know, fights your leg the entire time. Skinny 16-year-old me drove an International Scout that was, I think, a 1974. And you'd be sitting at a stoplight, and your leg would be shaking because you had to be pushing the clutch down so hard. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, but those also gave you like a better idea of, you know, when the clutch was actually grabbing, because you could feel it. On a hydraulic clutch, because I know this because I drove my grandpa's Z4, which has a hydraulic clutch. I had that just is all out the window, and especially since the clutch has very little wear, it grabbed a lot quicker than I was expecting, and I gave myself whiplash. It was a great time.
Yeah, 100%. Big difference there, and unfortunately, a lot of this fly-by-wire or drive-by-wire stuff that you see in modern cars has stripped a lot of the feel from the road and the inputs and all of that classic drivers would appreciate.
Yeah. A big one for me was when cars started switching over to electronic power steering. And I genuinely hate it because you can't feel the road at all. All it does is it just makes it so you can use one finger and turn the steering wheel. You don't have any, like, input from the road, and it just kind of sucks. I mean, yes, it's nice and comfortable, but I like having that input. I like feeling connected to the road, and that's the thing I like about my car, and that's one reason why I don't really want to buy a new car, is it still has hydraulic power steering. It's still fly-by-wire, but it's got, you put it into a sport mode or whatever, and it gets rid of all the, like, cushioning. Like, it feels like drive-by-cable at that point when you put it in sport mode. It gets rid of all the nannies and whatever. I like feeling connected to the road. Modern vehicles don't feel connected to the road. They just kind of, like, sit on top of it. And you're just like, sure, I'm driving. Yep. Not really sure. like, wow, I'm going really quick around this corner. Older vehicles with, you know, real power steering, you can feel it.
Yeah, most of our cars have become more like box cars. They're haulers than any kind of a driving experience. And even some of the quote-unquote sports cars today are so refined that they've lost a lot of what you just described. But that's cool that there's a mode that you can kind of revert back to some of that for driver inputs. And that's becoming a lost art, unfortunately. KABCW.
Yes, I would agree with that. Like most cars now, 90%, 95% of vehicles that are on the road, I just call them appliances. You know, they're just metal boxes with four wheels on it and an engine that's kind of, you know, mediocre at best. Gets you fuel economy, whatever. Gets you from point A to point B, and that's all it's designed to do. The fun factor is just kind of removed. It's just feels dull. It gets boring. Like, that's the thing. To be honest, if I could, I would drive my personal vehicle. It just feels more, I feel more connected and it's more fun to drive. I don't get super bored.
By the way, you're breaking up pretty hard, but I got to run anyway, so I'm going to get back to work here. But good catching this morning, Drake. Hope you have a great day. Keep the rubber side down, and I will catch you later. K8BCW.
Yeah, we're kind of in the hole right next to the Turkish airport.
Good morning,
Drake. KCABSU. Holy moly. You got to back off that mic a little bit. That was really distorted.
Oh, okay. I was off it. I don't know. It might be this mic connector on this dang thing. Good morning. 46 degrees and on the rise.
I believe it. We're good. 47 here in the village. I don't even know if you can call it really a village. There's not a whole lot here, but there's a sign that says Torch Lake.
Yeah, Torch Lake Village. Yeah. Oh, good. You're going northbound. So what's new with you?
Oh, existing and apparently getting past, like, I'm moving. Not at all. That's fun. Anyway. Yeah, just kind of fixing all the little projects I've got. I think when I get back, depending on the weather, I'm going to put a different antenna on my APRS and home repeater / intercom thingamajab. And see how that does, and then maybe see if I can get a wire up in here. Or, I got a vertical from, KNWL gave me all of its stuff when he passed. And there was a diamond 80 through 6 meter vertical. I might get that going.
Hey, there you go, there you go, very good, yeah. Oh, not much going on here, just quiet. I got APRS going, but I got to call BridgeCom and ask a question that's on the screen. I'm not sure what it means. I need to figure out what it is. It doesn't tell me in the manual.
I love those mysterious menus.
Yeah, I know. It's got a little T where it shows high, medium, and low, and I don't know what it means.
Well, the only two things I can think of is either the reference frequency or the power level. Although I think there's four power levels on that radio. So probably the reference frequency.
I'm thinking it is a stuff got a extra little extra to it that he does. I think that might be, you might be on something there, because I've heard that before. Oh, well, that's okay. It's working. That's the main part.
As long as it works.
Talk to you later, Drake. KCBSU.
Modelo and Coors Light, stuff like that.
I'm getting some craft beer from Sheboygan Brewing, so. I don't know, you guys go, I'll holler back in a bit here when I get back on the road. I gotta figure out where I gotta go. You guys be careful, and hopefully that tower is really good. That'd be awesome. BYS, I'll be standing by and listening for a minute, and then we're going to be jumping out.
Alrighty. Yeah, I need to go to clean out. I noticed the picture's just a little bit rusty in spots, but no big deal. Alright, we'll catch up with you. KBYS, KCA2VX.
KCA2VX, KBYS, are you still standing by?
Yeah, we're headed back. We're coming down 18, headed towards Roscommon.
Okay, I'm just in Sheboygan in town here at the Indian River.
Okay, and I got a deal on that tower. We pulled in there, and there was another section of tower laying up by his trailer. I said, what's that section right there? He goes, I don't know, it goes to another tower or something. I don't know, he says, why can you use that one too? I said, well, yeah, it's Rome 25 Jesus, you can have that one too. I got five sections of tower, and they don't any of these need painted. They all look good.
Awesome. Heck yeah. That's awesome. I told you. You got more time than I do. I don't get to get any of them deals.
I know it. Oh, well. It all works.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to put it somewhere, I hope.
I got enough sections there now to go up about, let's see, 490, I got enough sections there now to go about 140 feet. Except I don't have enough guy cable.
Yeah, we got to put it up on a mountaintop. Around there. We'll keep searching around. We might just end up sticking it up at your buddy's there. One of them. Well, you don't need to have it up 140 feet. Put your VHF receiver out there. The heck with all the sound.
No, we're not moving that VHF repeater out of that water tower. As long as everything's good down there, nobody's giving us a hassle, that's right where it's going to stay.
I meant your UHF. UHF.
Oh, yeah, my UHF. Yeah. Well, we're going to hope we can get that out there on M61. It'll all come eventually. Like I said, we can hire a tower climber out there to put up a decent antenna out there, too, if we need to.
Well, I'm just rolling through Sheboygan here. It looks like the river's still just flowing. Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty high. They got big pumps pumping.
Wow, that's way off. Oh, boy. Yeah, you're full quieting from Roscommon. That sounds great.
Well, I ought to be. I'm only 12 miles from Mile. I don't know where this antenna is at, Mile. I'm running 150 watts. You are not making it now.
I thought I could get into the 7-4 repeater from here, but I guess not. It must be getting worse. The receiver must be getting worse. Because I was able to get... That antenna's busted. So hopefully soon, somebody goes out and messes with it. I'd help them, but I don't know when they're doing it. Yeah, I know. I know. Well, a lot of this stuff will get fixed. We get out of this winter thing, this cold weather, the snow and all that stuff, starts getting nice out, things will start getting done. What repeater are you working on, working through right now up there? The 511 in Mackinac City. I'm quite a ways from it now, but it's still coming in good. But I'm closer to the 7-4 in Sheboygan, but it's handicapped right now, so. That's okay, though. Still hearing you just fine. Boy, what a beautiful day. 63 degrees up here, dude. It's just awesome. Well, my Jeep shows that it's 53 degrees here. That's about what it feels like. It's a nice day, though. It's nice out. I love it. We're getting there. Thursday is supposed to be a high of 70 or 75. That's today. I think I'm going to call a concrete company today and have them schedule that cement to bring it out on Thursday. Mortician said he'd help, too. He was just talking to him on the radio this morning. I got a wheelbarrow. I can come over and help. Okay. No, it's up to you. I'd do it today. I'd have him come out. But whatever. Next week, you can start standing that thing up if you do it today. It's only going to take a week to cure. Yeah, I know it. No, I'm not doing it today. I'll wait until it's Thursday. I won't be here next week. Nope, I'm planning on going back downstate about Monday. Okie dokie. Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, whatever. I think it's supposed to rain this weekend. That's what I heard anyway. Yeah, we're just cruising down M18 here. We're just outside of Roscommon here. I don't know, probably 10 miles or something like that. I don't know. We're just putzing along, doing about 60 mile an hour. Yep, I'm heading over by Indian River. I gotta move this beer out of the way to get the stuff out in the front. I figured it'd be more efficient to stop here and pick it up and have to move it a little bit than to go 45 minutes south and then 45 minutes back north. I don't want to have to mess with that, so it's going to be a little more work, but oh well. At least I'll make my dentist appointment. I got to get my teeth, I got to stay out with that teeth thing, you know. Every 6 months I have a poke at them and clean them. I've been doing it like that ever since I was a kid, so I'm going to keep doing it. Here's M33. There's a big tower here in town they're leasing out. Somebody wants to lease it. They want an arm and a leg, though, for tower space on it. I don't doubt it. Well, we're going to stop by Emerson's on the way back. We're going to swing into his place. We're going to kind of look that situation over a little bit. And then we'll probably go up there on Furmac and scope that out a little bit. And then we're going back to the cabin. Over. Copy that. Did you get a hold of Emerson? No. No, I did not. I just figured we'd pull in his driveway and check it out. His wife knows me, so it's all good. Yeah, I was thinking he's got a tower set up. He's got a tower set up on the little shack. That's a cool little shack too. He's got a bunch of crap in it, but it can live. The unit can live right inside there on a shelf. And then I figured we'd put it out in there. There's plenty of trees we can rope off to and tank on it, so I think there's plenty of room to tilt it up if that's what you want to do, is tilt it up from the ground. I hate doing it that way, but if that, you know, if we can get it at like a 45 degree angle or a 20 degree angle, that would be great, but yeah, we'll figure it out, get her done. There you go. Whatever works, we'll check it out.
Alright, I'm going to let you go. Holler back at me a little bit or something, I don't know.
KDUS, KCAQVX. You probably don't have 145 in that radio, do you?
I think I do.
Well, I'll be here in about a half an hour. I'll be parking this thing and be out and about, so I won't be on the radio for at least another hour or more. So, KDUS, standby mobile.
KBCW, good morning.
Good morning. I think you're my second contact ever. I just got my license and got my base set up.
I talked to you yesterday, but I hear Ryan chime in, so he might be your second contact. Go ahead, Ryan.
I just wanted to say hi. Haven't heard you in a while. So, I can't get Ryan anywhere mobile. Sheboygan area.
Well, Ryan and Bentley, thanks both for coming back. Bentley already heard my speech, but Ryan, I'm just north of Boyne Mountain, south of Wallen Lake. The base of my antenna is at 860 feet.
860 feet above sea level? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's about 10 feet above ground level. My ground level is 850 at elevation, and I got my antenna vertical in the attic, so the base of my antenna is 860.
On top of the day to you there. We're delivering some stuff. I was up in St. Ignace and now Sheboygan, and now we're heading to Afton over by Indian River, so sounding good. I'm sure you're going into the 1-9. How you doing there, Bentley? We're enjoying the beautiful day. I hope you guys can get out and do something, because it's cool out. 60 degrees. Go ahead, Bentley.
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Ready for this sunshine to warm up the ground a little bit so some of this water drains away. Tomorrow I'm heading out to do some trail maintenance on the North Country Trail with my saw, so that ought to be good. Today, just a normal work day, hanging out.
What was the other gentleman's name there? KFAGDW, I believe.
Yeah, you got the call sign right. This is John. I'm south of Walloon Lake, north of Boyne City, out in the woods on a hilltop.
It'll take me a little while to get your name. I'm always driving around, so my mind's always occupied. It's hard for me to, you know, physically shove that into my file slot, my brain. Eventually we'll get it. Yeah. Well, cool. I'm glad you got on the air. You sounded really good. What kind of radio did you pick all?
Yeah, Ryan, I've been listening to you for a couple weeks. You literally drive a circle around me almost every day. This is a Yaesu 150 RASP, and it's got a Moonraker antenna. I don't know the name of it. I think it's a 5/8. It's an 8.5-foot tall antenna in my attic, vertical fiberglass.
it's got the ASP. Yeah, it's the 150R with the ASP. I believe that is signal processing, digital. I believe that's what that is. One of my friends has one. I've never checked it out, but cool. All right, I'll jump off to the side. You guys can carry on. I'm going to be pulling in here any minute, so. Yeah, I just drive around all over, so there you go. You'll hear me at home, too. Hey, DYS Mobile, we'll be standing by.
Yeah, thanks for coming back to me, Ryan. Yeah, I'm a retired road commission person, so when the roads got bad, I drove more. So I'm one of those fools that would drive on ice. Anyways, I gave up my CDL, and now I'm just a normal person back in the woods. Bentley, I'll let you go, too. I'm going to get back. I'm still cooking syrup, and I've got my last batch on the stove, and I'm away from it right now, and that's a cardinal sin. So I got to get back. You guys, 73 to both of you. I'll be off here.
Hey, nice job, John, getting on the air. You're sounding great. Don't do anything with your setup except make it better, which would be hard to do. Ryan, have a great day, man. Keep the rubber side down. KBCW.
Yeah, we certainly will. Have a good day. KBCW. KBCW is mobile.
KDYS, KCA, QBX.
Yeah, go ahead, KDYS. We're stationary, sitting in the dock here.
KADYS, KCA, QBX.
Can you hear me? KDYS.
I cannot hear you. I'm working through my All-Star node back at the cabin on that Hustler G station. On that the radio's only doing about 2-3 watts out, so I cannot hear you, but I'm hoping you can hear me. We just left Emerson's. Now we're going down here to Furmac and check that out. Over.
You can't hear that at Emerson's at 2 watts?
I'll give you a holler back when I get a little closer to my cabin. Over.
Well, that's very, very, very strange if you can't hear 2 or 3 watts at 5 miles, especially at 1,300 feet above sea level. That is very, very strange. Okay, KDYS.
Told you, that Motorola radio I got back to the cabin is only doing 2 watts out. Watts, and I can't hardly hear it. We're going down Old Clear Avenue. We're almost up here to Long Lake Bar. Over.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I just figured 5 miles of a breeze fast, but a couple of miles, but I guess not. All right, I'll be back in a bit. Can't do anything.
All right, yeah, I heard you a little bit better that time. All right, we're getting ready to turn on the Long Lake here. Off Old Clear Avenue. We're going to run up here to Furmac, check that out, and then we're going back to cabin. Over.
Okie dokie. Stand by, KDYS.
I'm going to look for an amplifier down to Dayton for this All-Star node here. Get about 150 watts cranking out of that baby.
I would have thought for sure your that 60-foot antenna would reach out further than that. Yeah,
even with 2 or 3 watts. It must be less than 2 watts, because when I have mine at 1 watt, it goes out 10 miles.
Oh, I don't know. I know that antenna is cut for the commercial band, so the SWR could be just out of sight on it, too. I don't know. But it's only doing 2 watts, so it's not like it's going to burn the radio up.
Copy that. Yeah, you're full quieting into it, so that's awesome.
Like Animal said, we're almost on top of it. We just come down Furmac here. This is no work at Eric Durden's house. There's nowhere to put one of the guy wires unless you put it in the driveway, and I'm sure he would not like that.
Okay. Animal, Emerson's got plenty of room there.
No, he does. And I'm thinking there, what we need to do is take the top section off his tower, put one more section up there. That'd be 30 feet. Either that or 2 more sections up on it, and guy that off, and then keep right on going with it. It's all going to have to be done with a gin pole.
That went the same.
Alright, come back on that. We dropped down into a hole a little bit.
I thought they went the same diameter tubes or something on there. They're beveled at one end on his and they're not on yours.
You check it. But that tower that he's got over there is definitely American Standard. And that's the one we went and picked up. Now, if there's different types of American Standard tower, I don't know. All we got to do is take a tape measure and measure it and see.
Yeah, there's three or four different kinds of them towers. Alright, this is KDYS, I'll be out of the vehicle.
What'd you say?
I said this is KDYS, I gotta jump in this building here. Getting out of the truck.
Alright, I'll catch up with you in a little bit. KC8QVX, we're almost back to cabin, about 3 miles, we'll be back.
Okay, I'm back in the vehicle. You out there, Marky?
Do I ask? We're
mine. Well, I heard a station in there a minute ago. W8RPM.
Yeah, this is KDYS. I don't know how long I'll be able to use this, hold this unit I'm on. The power output, I believe, is really low on it, on the transmitter.
Well, you're making it fine. But yes, being able to hear the receiver or the repeater coming back usually helps. You're good for the moment.
Well, Well, I'm out here on 127 coming up to the Harrison exit. So, well, I guess I could flip over to mine. Yeah, forgot about that. I got one on the south side of town, too.
Yeah, I recall you telling me you had a couple of different dedicated nodes set up, which is kind of cool. Being able to extend the coverage is a good thing, but just remember the other side of that is that, you know, when you're using those things locally, it's going across the whole network. That's one of my objections to some of the wide area coverage stuff. I mean, I'm not telling you not to do it, because I do it myself, but you've got to be aware. Sometimes it's easier just to go to Simplex, whatever, instead of tying up the local repeater. And a lot of times, you know, I will even forget what I have mine connected to. So I'll be blabbing here locally, and I got it tied into something downstate. They don't care. But nope, you're holding it good. I mean, you're not just good. You're as full colliding as you could ever want to be.
Well, we don't really use them locally. We just use them for connecting to stuff. We have a local repeater here that we use. There's a couple of them, but, yeah. I guess I don't have my frequency programmed in here, which is odd. I'll have to try to find it. Came to my ass, yeah, am I coming in good? I'm at the exit here, 176, exit 127. I gotta make it to Claire here in about a half an hour. I gotta jump out and I gotta make my dentist appointment. I'm gonna make it, but we're gonna be right on time for sure.
No, you're fine. You know, you got plenty of quieting. Your audio's narrow today. I don't know why. I know I've talked to you on your links before and you sounded absolutely perfectly fine, but you're sounding a little narrow and tight right now, but again, the intelligibility is 100%. Your audio quality is, you know, you got enough volume, it's just narrow and tight. I don't know why, but anyhow. No, go ahead. Good luck in making your appointment on time. I'm just getting off my freeway exit where I need to be, and I got a couple stops I got to make before I can make it even the rest of the way into town, so. Enjoy the sunshine. The car says it's 71 degrees here in southern Sheboygan County. Almost Otsego County. See you later. Is it EYS? K8EYS? KB8E? Well, something EYS, I think. W8RFP, I'm seeing.
Okay. I think I got it hooked up now. I had to push a couple buttons on the keypad here. Are you still with me? K-U-I-S. Portable. W-A-R-P-M, are you still out there? K-U-I-S. Mobile.
VSU on 442.5 VMR, Carver City.
28 BCW. FEW monitoring. K8BCW, good afternoon, Brad. How are things up there? Oh, good afternoon, Bentley. Well, it still feels like morning, but that's okay. Anywho, yeah, enjoying the outdoors. It's like 60 degrees here, so really nice. Sitting outside behind the shop. Yeah. Watching the kids play, and other than that, it's going pretty good. All the birds that came back. That's nice. I'll just ring down your way. Yeah, about the same here. I got out at lunchtime and got some of that sun on my face for a nice walk. It was awesome. And, winding down my day, although I think yours is probably about ready to ramp up for work-wise, anyway. Oh, I get another day off, so I go back tomorrow. Two more night shifts, and I'm all done. So back on days next week. So that'll be nice. Oh, good for you. That's great. Although, man, that's got to be tough making that swing. If it's not consistent, although it sounds like you're a family man and probably being around your kids and your family and getting to know them again, it's probably a really good thing. Yeah, I got three little humans I'm responsible for. Four if you count the wife. She's kind of short too, but there you go. Yeah, it'd be definitely nice to get back on day shift, spend more time with the fam. Well, as someone whose secondary human has gotten up, grown up, moved out, and is in another part of the country right now, enjoy it as much as you can. It does go quick. I didn't realize that until I experienced it myself, and I remember everybody telling me that, but it is absolutely true. Yes, that's for sure. I have one that's entering high school next year. And I have another one that's not quite ready for preschool, so we got a good span. Oh, wow, so you'll be able to enjoy it for a long time. Good for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely going to, we're enjoying it, that's for sure. So, yeah, they're playing with our gardening mound. So, we do the mound gardening. We tried it out last year, and it worked really well, so we're going to give it another whirl and see what we can do. I'm not familiar with that. What is mound gardening? We plant everything on the mound of dirt, so it's just a small pile, so it's probably maybe 5 yards of dirt sitting there, and just last year I was like, yeah, well, we didn't get time to really do anything with it, so I just started planting some vegetables in it, and fruits and vegetables, and it did really well, so I figured we were going to give it another go. Beats digging rocks out of the hard ground. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I was finding rocks, bricks, concrete, just slabs of concrete, slabs of road, all sorts of just plain garbage down in the dirt for some reason. So, yeah, that's what we figured we'd just try that out. So, we actually dug up the soil and moved it over in to the backyard area and put a parking lot, put garbage or gravel. There you go, gravel where the garden was, so sand and gravel. And now that's where I park my boats and extra vehicles and other stuff.
Well, hopefully before too long, things will warm up and you can start getting those boats tuned up and ready again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went by the river today and it looked like most of the ice is gone, so we didn't put still waiting for the docks to be put in.
Yeah, I didn't drive near our bay today, but I did notice just yesterday, I think, we still had ice on our bay down here, and the inland lakes are just starting to break up, so it's going to be a while before they warm up.
Oh, that's for sure. So, yeah. Yeah, once the temperature hits 70 degrees mark, it won't take too long. And, yeah, you'll be gone before you know it this month.
Well, I just hope that we get some consistent sunshine and above freezing temperatures so our ground will thaw out. And this water that's been sitting around everywhere will have some place to go. So I think that's the next hope for everybody down this way.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, our ground's just a little hard yet, but most of the water, it's gone. It's drained out in a few little puddles and some mud, a lot of mud. But it's starting to dry out quite nicely up here, so, yeah, just like normal.
All right, Brad. Well, hey, you enjoy your afternoon and this nice, sunny, warm-ish weather, and I'm sure I'll catch you another time. K8BCW.
All right, sir. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the rest of your day as well. So, 73KEFJW.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
K8BCW, good afternoon, Drake.
Hey, Bentley, how are things?
Good, I got my Pi 4 Bravo, and I installed it in the case today, and got it up and running. Still waiting for my All-Star, Sherry Pie Hat, I think it's called, to show up. And we'll start putting it together then. I think I ordered an SD card with Hamvoip already on it, but I'm watching a bunch of videos to try to figure out what to do next, and I'm a little bit confused. So I might be reaching out to you for some help.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I can certainly do that. That's a pretty easy process. Well, it is now. Yeah, I mean, in the grand scope of things, it's nothing too crazy. Usually there's a lot of people making All-Star notes like that now, and there's a pretty good wiki page and stuff like that, too, so.
Yeah, currently attending YouTube University to try to figure it out.
That's the best, though.
I don't know, man, there's pros and cons to that. I grew up with an engineer father that could fix anything and figure anything out and started holding the flashlight for him when I was very, very young and was rebuilding engines and all kinds of stuff on cars by the time I was in high school. And I always marveled at the ability to just look at something and figure it out. I feel like I'm losing that now that I've got the crutch of YouTube to go just watch somebody else's stuff. Do it and walk through it step by step, but it is what it is.
That's usually why I tend to follow like text guides or like a web page or something like that. Gives you a step by step guide instead of a video format. Usually, if I read the text, I tend to retain that information.
Yeah, my brother's that way. He got the engineer gene from my dad, not me. I like to have the visual so that I can see it in front of me, and then I do fine. But, yeah, he's a little different bird on that.
Yeah, you'll have that. But that's cool anyway. Did you get the USB one, or did you get the Pi Hat that sits on top of it?
Wait for all the station IDs to clear. I got the one that plugs into the side on the USB ports.
Oh, good deal. There you go. That's kind of the way to go. There's no soldering really involved on those. The Pi Hat one, I think you set it on top and then you got to solder like two wires to the USB port or something like that on the bottom or whatever. That's at least I think that's how it goes. As far as the IDs, you don't gotta wait. You can just key up right on top of it, and when you key up on top of it, it'll switch to CW. And while there's a signal still present, it actually turns the volume down on the Morse code ID, so it doesn't cover you up. So you can totally go right on top of that thing and tell it that you want to talk right now.
All right, good to know. I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. My soldering skills aren't that great. Whether it's sweating pipes together or joining wires, that's one thing. But those tiny little boards, it's a little bit more than I'm willing to screw up. So, yeah, I just bought the one that plugs in. Figured that would be easier, and it's ready-made and should be good to go. Got my All-Star node number and all that stuff. So just waiting for parts to show up and be able to sit down in front of the computer and get it all configured, I guess.
Well, that's good. Good news there on the LR node. If you ever have any connectivity issues, let me know. I've got a VPN dealio with Tailscale that you can use for free, so you don't have to pay for it. Tailscale is VPN service, or it's a program you can use as a VPN for like remote access and whatnot. But Tailscale, a lot of people also use Tailscale to make their All-Star nodes work correctly, and especially when they're on cellular or unable to port forward or something like that.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind if that becomes an issue. I guess I could set it up somewhere where I could hardwire it in, but I'm probably going to go Wi-Fi, and I got to figure all that out with my router and the ports and all that fun stuff. It's something else that I'm not super up to speed on.
What kind of router do you have?
It's a TP-Link mesh network, and it's fed by gigabit Ethernet.
Okay, you got one of those mesh things. Well, if you're lucky, it probably has an app, a phone app, and I bet you all that port forwarding stuff is in that phone app. I've got an Eero system. I disabled all of the routing functions, but when I used it as my router as well, there were some port forwarding options. It was super straightforward. You just basically port forward it to your internal IP address of your All-Star node, and you'll have to make an address reservation, which is also pretty easy. You just you press add address reservation or whatever. I don't know how it would be on there, but probably something similar. You just add an address reservation, and it just tells the router, don't ever change this device's IP address, even if it goes away and comes back after a while, so that way it doesn't break your port forwarding and stuff like that. So, it may seem scary, but really in the grand scheme of things, once you, kind of dive in and get hands-on with it, you'll realize, this really isn't too horrible.
Yeah, I know that's something I got to go down the road on, and I do have the app to poke around in my router settings. I've just never done it, so. Just one of those things. I haven't done it before. I'm going to have to figure it out on top of everything else with this. So
It's going to be a process.
Well, good deal. Yeah, let me know when you get that that going there, or you start attempting, and I'll see if I'm around, and I can lend a hand if you need anything. I can help you test it out as well. And I think with the Sherry nodes, there's audio levels posted somewhere that you got to punch into Simple USB. So you don't have to do any audio calibration or whatever. There's just some values you punch in there, and boom, your audio is going to be just ready to rock. So it's a wonderful thing of wiki pages. Hey, look at it's an ambulance. That's fun.
All right, man, I appreciate the offer that I signed you up for and maybe shamed you into, so thanks for that. I will definitely reach out to you if it becomes necessary. But, hey, I got to run. Just wanted to say hi while you were on the air and ask for your help, so thank you. I will catch up with you later. K8BCW.
Yeah, no problem, man, and if you need help with anything else, of course, by all means, reach out. That's fine. I'll see if I can set aside some time whenever I can, and we'll get you rocking and rolling. Well, 7-3, sir, have a good day. Catch you later. And 8DMH Mobile.
KDUIS Mobile Harrison.
KBCW is mobile.